Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in the southwest corner of our bedroom / studio is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey.
Always debatable of which she is more awkward on, the hey, hello at the beginning or the sign off at the end. Welcome to our podcast, everybody. Melissa and I are back in the saddle. In by saddle, I mean, again, the corner of our bedroom, doing a podcast with you. But we are back from vacation. We lived to tell the tale. Our van
11 days
is living, not thriving.
It's struggling.
It's got a little click in it. It's got a little something. We've had two mechanics look at it, and they've both said, I don't do that, which is not good.
It's
I don't think. It seems like, I guess that's the equivalent of a general doctor referring you to a specialist. It's like, I don't do knee surgeries, bro.
Yeah.
You've got to see a knee guy.
Yeah.
You've got to go see someone who's a little more specific than that. Essentially, what it comes down to is there's a rattling. In the engine, on the inside of the engine. And
here I thought it was just like a little whirling of a fan.
We thought it was a fan thing.
I was like, it's a whirl.
But that's
a little whirl.
That's how much we know about cars. We're like, there's like a fan in there, right? There's like, like, I don't know about cars, but I know about fans.
It's like somebody's spinning, but not perfectly spinning.
There's got to be something in there. Like, I know fans. I know when there's like a click in a fan.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a click in a fan. No, apparently
it's the engine.
Something to do with pistons and rotors.
Routers.
All things I don't know anything about. I don't know how to say them. I don't know what they are. I know that they are significant things in my life. I know nothing to do with them. But
I made you take it to our mechanic.
Well, it was my idea.
What?
I was the one who told you we should take it down to Midas.
Yeah.
Take it down to Midas. Funny story there. Funny story about, before we get too deep into things here. We've been going to, here's why I go to Midas. Here's why. This is about a 10-year-old theory of mine.
Okay.
I know nothing about cars. I've told you my dream app is Shazam. Where it hears the noise in your car and it identifies what's wrong with it. That's like a dream of mine.
They essentially have. They run codes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Like
now.
Because here's the thing. You have to go to a mechanic. Even mechanics take their cars to mechanics because it's not just about can you fix it. There's just certain things that you don't have the equipment, the gear.
The parts.
Yeah. The tools. The whole thing. All right. So I don't know anything about cars.
And the time. Yeah.
Not only do I not know anything about cars, I have no interest in learning about cars. I'm not a car guy. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what kind of car I drive. I'm not a car guy.
Yeah.
So I...
And I'm not either. Yeah.
And the reason that I go to Midas is because I'm terrified of being ripped off. And in my mind, whether this is true or not, in my mind, the Midas is a chain. They have certain restrictions. They have more oversight, you know, than Glenn's Motors and More, you know? Like, yeah, on the cover of Maine and 73rd. Like, I feel I'm going to get, and that has proven true the few times that we have not gone to a Midas. Like, the one time that we broke down on a road trip coming back from San Francisco, and we're just in the middle of nowhere, you just know you're getting raked over.
We were going up a hill. It was 110. Car stops on a Friday night.
Exactly. So we go into this Midas. We've been going here since we moved to San Diego like 8-9 years ago. And I go in and I see our guy. And our guy, his name, I've called him Manny for 8 years. And he has told me his name is Manny for 8 years. He knows me. He knows you. He knows we're attached to the croc. He knows I do comedy. I go down and I see Manny. And I'm in my mask and my sunglasses. So Manny probably doesn't know that it's me right away. Plus, he doesn't know who it is a lot of the time anyways.
He kind of knows the car.
He gets to know you once he remembers a little bit. Yeah, he knows you by his car, by your car.
Oh, and then when we pick it up, he's more friendly. Like, he's like put two and two together.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he says, hey, how can I help you? He doesn't know it's me. And I say, hey, Manny. And he goes, Emmanuel. Call me Emmanuel. And I was like, oh, and I'm immediately rattled. I was like, as we walk out to the car, I was like, hey, my bad, man. Like, I didn't know about the name and stuff. But then in my mind, like, if I wanted to be argumentative, I would have never known you as Manny unless you would have having to give me the name Manny.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else that would have given you the name Manny that would have ever. Melissa didn't just he didn't introduce himself to you, Melissa, as Emmanuel, and then you started referring to him as Manny.
Yeah, I didn't make that switch.
No,
like short abbreviate it.
And it was uncomfortable. And I don't do you, what do you do in a situation like that? You just say, hey, I'm sorry, I'll call you Manny. See, you probably just go, oh, okay. And now I get overly apologetic.
I would just say, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I think a more...
That's news to me.
I think a more confrontational person would be like, oh, well, you told me to call you Manny, so don't take it out on me. What do you think happened?
When did you change your name?
What do you think happened? Why did Manny make the change?
Well...
Make that change.
I think maybe they do have some new management there.
Right.
And he might just be turning over a new leaf.
That's true.
You know?
Might be an opportunity for new ownership, maybe.
Yeah.
I think what happened is there's been a change. I think he has a new boss that he doesn't like. And I think he liked his old boss more. And when you like your boss, you don't mind if they call you Manny. If you don't like your boss, you make that punk kid whose dad bought you a Midas.
bought him a
Midas, and now suddenly you're in charge. I think you tell that you make that punk kid call you Emmanuel. You make
we're like we're not friends.
We're not we're friends.
Co-workers.
Yeah. Very few people call me Dusty, and I hate it every time. But if I like you enough, I will let you get away with it. You know what I mean? Like I will just let you. I'll let that slide. You know, it's not you know, my cousin Jimmy, great cousin, one of the all timers. He called me Dusty. Didn't like it, but I liked him. But I.
Yeah.
So maybe Manny never liked Manny.
And then he finally had.
Yeah.
It was time.
He was jovial with us, too. He did that line that we do all the time. Like we were. I was at the Midas once a while back and somebody went speeding by. And the street that it's on is University. And he just said, oh, yeah, you know, University Speedway. And I came home and I told you this. I go, how many times? How many times in Emmanuel's life? A billion times. So now every time a car goes by, oh, whatever street you're on, Main Street Speedway right there. Anyways, guys, all that to say, we are back.
Every time it's good.
Every time it's funny. always works. Has yet to miss. So we are back and we're so happy to tell you guys about our road trip. And, you know, we want to like give you guys a little bit of, you know, we are road tripping fools, Melissa and I. COVID road trip is not easy.
It's in our history.
It's not. Yeah. We went through Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and I'll tell you real quick, not Phoenix. Don't think we got all reckless here. Yep. And then we came home. We were gone for 11 days.
Yep.
11 days, 10 nights. Mm-hmm. We did a couple places that we stayed at both, but we were,
You mean like two nights?
Two nights, a couple, place. We did 2 nights in Flagstaff, mm-hmm. caught up with grandma Charlene, saw a lot of family along the way. I think it was, dare I say, was this our smoothest road trip yet of all of them?
It was good.
And it was long because we decided it was our second longest. Mm-hmm. And the other one that we did was, because here's the thing, when you live in Southern California, you're very limited on where you can road trip within reason. And a lot of it is the Southwest, you hit the desert, you hit Arizona, you hit the national parks, you hit NorCal, it's not, we don't, going down to the Florida Keys is not an option for us.
No.
So we've cruised Route 66 a few times, but never past Arizona.
Yeah.
No, we got to see more Route 66 than probably we've ever seen before. We've driven by it, but we were like, Flagstaff is up in Route 66. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
And we hadn't spent that much time in Flagstaff
before. No. So what do you think, this was our smoothest one yet or no?
No, it was good. It was just on the longer end.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so yeah, a couple thoughts on that. One, here's a road trip tip, a little road trip tip that I would say. If you're going to do an 11-day road trip, get to your final destination at like day 9 and then just do the brutal long drives home. Because there is our destination was Denver. Denver mm-hmm. was where we were going. We had 3 nights in Denver for the shows. Those of you that stream the shows, thank you. Those of you that came live, fantastic. Really great. So glad that you guys could be there. But once we got there and we stayed there for 3 nights, it was just like when you had this mindset, even though we were really looking forward to Moab, and we were really looking forward to Moab was probably the thing I was most looking forward to before, and then seeing your mom and Flagstaff and going to Arizona and stuff was all going to be great, but I was just like, I just want to go home. We did the thing we came
it
here to do.
It kept getting better and better. Mm-hmm. So by the time Denver hit, you're like, oh, we've peaked. And that was the weekend. We left on Monday. The weekend was in Denver. Yeah. So we kind of knew
it made it feel
like an uphill climb.
It made it feel longer. Though I will say the stops on the way home were better than the stops on the way out.
We got a lot more efficient.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I would say that it was, I would go out to say that this was our best, smoothest road trip ever. Mm-hmm. And I think there were a couple key factors. And before mm-hmm. I get into the couple key factors, I forgot to tell you guys something. This is not an ad, but I meant to say this at the beginning of the episode. So
okay.
Forgive me for the clunkiness of this.
Interrupt your rant.
Here's the segue where it actually kind of said. Some of you guys, you follow me on the various socials and you see the things that are going on, and maybe you're on the mailing list. Maybe you got things going on in your life.
Oh, you mean the email list?
The email list that if you go to DustinNickerson.com, it'll pop up and you can just you can just put it right there. It's smooth. But like your lives, our lives are getting much busier. And so we mm-hmm. are going to go back to once a week on the episodes of Don't Make Me Come Back There. So starting next week, as in the week that you are hearing this, this is Monday.
What do you mean next week?
Today, what is today? Today, the 9th. Today is the 9th. You guys are listening to this on the 10th. This is only one episode coming out this week, baby. Only one. Ooh. And it's a few things. One, our twice a week episodes were never long term. Those of you guys who stuck with us through the Corona Chronicles, and then the 2 weeks here, the edition of the Mondays with Mel, it mm-hmm. was a lot. We've been cranking out a lot of content. The reason that we have been doing it like that is we've had more time. I've been home more. And really starting this week, it kind of was like, okay, two things are ramping up here. Boom. Dustin's touring again more. The life is kind of getting out there a little bit. You know, I had shows this weekend before the cops shut them down. We were in Denver last weekend. I have shows in LA next week. I have shows in Oklahoma City the following week. We are touring. Lord willing, things are happening. And, you know, to go to DustinNickerson.com/shows to get tickets and info for all that stuff. And school is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning our time is a little more limited. And also, Stephen and Dorothy just had baby number 2 way earlier than we expected. Holy mm-hmm. smokes, did that mm-hmm. baby come 27 weeks?
I think he made it to 29.
29 weeks. Yeah. Too early. Mm-hmm. Too early. Literally the only time, well, I don't know about the rest of the family. I was going to do about a joke about Stephen, how Stephen's always late. But it was going to be hacky anyway. So, guys, we're going to do a weekly one. We polled the patrons mm-hmm. and we said, hey, guys, what do you want? What do you want out of this thing? Do you want you want all guests again like we used mm-hmm. to be? Mm-hmm. Do you want all Mondays with Mel like kind of we were during quarantine?
Right.
And or do you want to mix? And you guys want to mix? And if you guys are like, ah, I wish my voice would have been heard in this, well, you should have gone to patreon.com/don'tmakeme. Come back there where you can give a little more to the podcast and get a little more from the podcast, including literally guiding how we structure this mm-hmm. puppy. So starting, we're going to go back. This is going to be our last one we release on Monday.
Okay.
We're going to go back to Tuesdays, which were always our days. We were always a Tuesday
pod. Tuesday with Mel.
I know it doesn't.
I'm just kidding.
There's no more Mondays
kidding,
with
it's
Mel.
Fine.
This is the last Monday with Mel as far as title goes.
And I bought myself a cheesecake.
What? What?
I'm kidding.
Here's how I know that's a joke. You would never buy yourself cheesecake. You don't like cheesecake.
I don't know. I just think it's funny. I think like cakes are funny.
Cakes are
like,
hilarious.
Events mm-hmm. or things. I don't know.
I don't think that it's in your top 5 cakes.
No, it's not.
Tiramisu.
You like cheesecake.
Ice cream cake.
No.
Chocolate cake. I'm not naming. These are top 5.
Top 5.
Top 5.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake.
It's pretty much chocolate shake.
Cake. Chocolate shake. Chocolate shake cake. carrot cake. I don't know. All that to say, moving forward, it's going to be a mix of guests and Mondays with Mel, where you're hearing us talking about other families. And sometimes, you know, Mel's going to be in on the interviews, probably not very often. we're going to have intros with Steven still, you know, kind of like we did in the past. So that's it. I meant to say that at the beginning of the episode, but you guys, I messed up the intro one time and then I just got my mind boggled on things. But so that's going to be the format going forward. We're going once a week. Now, let's.
No, if you want to keep up on the English family, follow them and you can see the updates there.
Oh, yeah.
Are they Dorothy posts a bunch.
Oh, yeah, at Dorothy on air. So
mm-hmm. about the babies and.
Babies?
Yep.
Elgin and Bach.
Mm-hmm.
Great little baby name. So, okay, back on the road trip. So, we're going out, and I would venture to say this is the smoothest road trip ever. And part of the reason is I will take full credit. I planned it incredibly diligently. I had a lot of fun. I don't have a lot to do right now. Right now I do. When I planned this, I had less to do. I stayed up
You just stayed up late one night.
I stayed up a whole night and just had
cranked it out.
Glass of red. And just cranked it out.
And I was like so happy when I read it in the morning.
Yes.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, I can't.
I was so overwhelmed.
Melissa's love language is planning and organization. And a lot of the time you want to do it. That an interesting thing happened though, because you did where you're like, I don't want to research this at all.
I don't like researching.
No, what you do like researching. You don't like to do the first step of researching. You need someone to get you a little down the path of being like, hey, we're going to be staying in Glenwood Springs, Colorado for a night. And then you're like, okay, I can figure out from here. You needed that level of guidance.
You know? Just like swimming way too.
Listen, the reason you married me is because I planned a good prom. So
yeah.
So planning total love language for you. So so that was it. We didn't have our last drive was our longest day, and that was like a 9-hour drive, 8-9 hours, which is not that long by drive standards.
So we didn't go super long every day.
We never went very long, and that's like a key thing. Because then you just get in the car, and you're just like, okay, it's only 5 hours. That's 1 to 2 stops, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say that was a huge key factor that I highly recommend. You know, if you can space them out, don't do that longer drive day. But also get back after you go to the final. That's a tip right here. Okay, I got another. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Another tip.
Okay.
That I think made this the smoothest one possible. We have hit a level of compromise in the vehicle with one another. We did no screens that whole drive. A little bit of Pokemon, but not very much at all. We did no screens.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I think we've hit a level of compromise that we do things for other people in the van that make it more doable for them. So, for example, mom's quiet hour.
Right.
Mom's quiet hour is if we're doing a drive and we've gotten started really any time before 10, once we get in the car, we get coffee, and we're on the freeway, I put on some music that I like, and then you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you sleep for an hour, and nobody's allowed to talk. They can like whisper a little, but you just sleep. Mm-hmm. And then an hour later, I wake you up, and your coffee has cooled.
Yep, and you're like buzzing because you drank feeling yours.
Good. And I'm feeling lonely.
You got a lot to talk about.
That's true. I've had an hour to just let thoughts ruminate. And I was like, oh, you're up. But you're in way better spirits. Because I do think that first hour of like, mom, can I? Because another thing on our road trip is I have to do all the driving because I get car sick. Mm-hmm. So it's taxing for you.
Yeah, the passenger is just like passing stuff and fielding requests. And it's a lot, especially right when you wake up.
Our next Monday with Mel, if you guys want, we can do a response. I want to hear your guys' tips. So shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com to let us know your kind of road trip tactics as well, because these are going to be ours to make it work. But so the compromise, that's a big one. Another compromise that we did was, there's actually a lot of compromises, but was an early stop for Claire. So Claire is our youngest.
Mm-hmm.
In every sense of the word, she's our youngest. She is the weak link. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, physically, she's the most constrained, you know, in her car seat. Though she just went to the booster with the back, but she can't move. If you need
needs some help.
If you need a kid to unbuckle to grab something real quick, she can't do it. She's whiny. She doesn't understand time. She's got a lot going against her. And she gets car sick.
Yeah.
You know, and two of our three kids get car sick. So we, on the first day, did we do it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe the second. Well, because you've pushed too long and she's thrown up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're like, the stop's in 5 minutes, and then she pukes as we pull into the stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
So whenever she starts complaining, you're like, oh, I should probably.
The first sign of Claire rage. Or sickness, because they can be one and the same, or they can be different, but they usually happen pretty early on. You stop. It's a quick stop. You go to a gas station. It's bathroom and a Sprite for Claire. Nothing else. There's nothing else.
And that's just enough.
And the kids get it. The kids know what's happening because the kids want her to be calm too. The big kids. Yeah. She gets her Sprite, and it's because she's sick, and I use that in quotes because she may or may not be sick. But it buys us like another 3 hours.
Yeah.
It buys us till the lunch stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 10 minutes. So that's my compromise of being willing to stop a little more.
Yeah. Because you don't like to stop.
Oh, nobody. Some people do. But we usually go to places that I excited to go to. And so I'm like, we just have to get there. You know? Now, the one exception to that was the drive to Richfield, Utah, which was the least exciting place we were going to go to.
Yeah.
By far.
Mm-hmm.
Worst hotel, worst city, nothing to do. It was a stop on the way to Colorado is what it is, because Colorado is a long drive.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot
windy.
Of...
windy.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's not a lot of options in that part of the world. So we do our biggest non-destination stop there. And we didn't know exactly where it was going to be, but we knew there was something to be. And a kid had to go to the bathroom, and we pulled off into like this Fremont Indian
forest.
Uh-huh. And it had trails, and it had a gift shop.
A visitor center.
Mm-hmm. And we went hiking, baby. And we were there for hours. I think we were at this little thing. longer than any person has ever visited it. I mean, we were there for like 3 to 4 hours.
We did like all their little loops and their, like, we found their indoor stuff.
Totally.
We just wore masks.
Yeah, they have like a little indoor museum.
It's like kids' activities.
Yeah, and there's a way to do these vacations safely. You know, we're spread out.
No one was there.
We went into like a one mall once and we were like, we got to get out of here. It's too crowded. This isn't guarded. You know, like we didn't feel comfortable there. But we did so much outdoor activity. We were spaced out from everyone but each other. We were in tight.
I mean, we obviously took some risks by doing the road trip.
Sure.
But yeah, I think most people in the country have, you know, used a gas station bathroom.
You gotta go to,
after 5 months.
You gotta go to gas stations. You gotta wash your hands. You gotta do it all. So, anyways, we what was I saying about that?
You were talking about the compromises and the stops.
Okay, compromises and the stops.
Ridgefield,
Yeah. Utah. So when you were saying like, oh yeah, you want to get there, yeah, for the most part, I'm like your stereotypical dad of just like, let's go, hold it. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But we are really good at like the kids' compromises. We're saying like, you go to the bathroom every single stop, period. I'm not asking. You just go. And we did a thing on this trip. I started this the week before when our kids went to the surf camp. And on the way back, I took R3 and there was two other kids with me. So I had five kids in the car and we went to In-N-Out. And I told them they didn't get to pick. There's no choosing. Don't even look at the menu. It doesn't. I will get you what you get. And we did that every restaurant. Every single restaurant we went to or like our fast food or drive through. Every once in a while, maybe, hey, you want this, but it's no, you're getting this.
We had to go to so many fast food restaurants and stuff that, like, by the end of the trip, we just were like, no burgers, no pizza.
Right, right.
Like,
but I'm saying, even before that, we would be like, okay, four number ones, and that's it. We would just simplify the whole thing.
Yeah, well, because, like, everyone's not hungry.
Everyone's not hungry.
They've got, like, their chips.
And if they're actually hungry, they'll eat this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
like,
is the thing.
We're not getting, like, personalized meals.
No.
We're just having a snacky lunch,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
We're just grabbing a bunch of stuff. So that... I highly recommend that. Not even just on road trips, just in life. Don't let your kids pick. No. You know the type of food they like. At this point, we have a 13, a 10, and a 6-year-old. I know the type of food that they like and don't like. I know what they're going to have on an interest level. You know, I know that Gloria's going to want like a salad type thing. Or like, you know, and Claire's going to want some nuggets of some type or some parm and cheese or whatever it may be. We know. And Joel will eat anything.
Parm and noodles.
Joel will eat anything and complain about it. Like that.
Critique it.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
But we also didn't, I don't know if we didn't really do any sit down.
No. Well, you can't, you know. It's like, no, that's not true. Because we kind of didn't have much of a choice as far as a Vegas stop.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah. But Vegas is a ghost town right now. I've never seen it more empty. Like,
we were there Monday, Tuesday night.
It was probably the most open we had seen a pool be. I mean, when we sat down, because we stayed at New York for like $11 a night. It was so cheap. We went and got like those, the little like sandwich and New York pizza place or whatever. There wasn't somebody within 50 feet of us. We had the whole place to ourselves.
Vegas was super empty.
And we wiped down everything when we would go to the room. We didn't have the maids come to the room once we were in, you know. It was just, and what is interesting, and we talked about it, I mean, there's definitely different places taking it on a different level of seriousness.
Yeah.
But I will say, ever since Pence and Trump really kind of started saying like masks everywhere, there were masks except for one restaurant. We went to one restaurant in Richfield, Utah, which was like the little local burger diner thing. And there weren't people wearing.
I looked it up. I was like, oh, this looks really good.
Yeah.
And
it was. But we were like, ooh.
Yeah, the cashier.
Yeah.
But the staff didn't have masks.
It just made me think, I was like, I wonder if it's even hit this town, you know?
Yeah.
Or if we're the reason it's about to hit this town. Melissa, I think that we can say for sure that homeschooling has been a challenge. Yes?
Absolutely.
You know what? One thing I'm super glad that we're not doing right now in the midst of homeschooling? Preparing our children for the SATs.
Whew.
Could you imagine
I couldn't.
In addition to everything else going on right now, to be preparing your children for the SATs or the ACTs,
ooh,
a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I didn't even take mine. I don't know how to study for them.
Great.
But if I did, if I needed to help my kids right now or I needed to help myself, I'm glad to know that there would be an option, everybody. And that is in Gold Standard Test Prep, our sponsor. Mm. Don't make me come back there today. Guys, let me tell you a little about Gold Standard Test Prep. It, like I said, homeschooling is an immense challenge right now. There are so many things going on and you need some help, everybody. Wouldn't it be nice to get some high quality prep that doesn't break the bank? Well, Gold Standard Prep uses top scoring tutors to design a personalized online experience. You know me. I like personalized experience.
Yeah.
Don't give me something vague.
Like a book.
That is a good point. Don't give me something that's not here to help me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, I need something specific and personalized. It's one thing we know about our kids, all three of our kids are different.
They learn differently.
Mm-hmm. They have different strengths and different weaknesses. And the way that we're going to prepare them for the SATs or the ACTs is going to be different. So personalized online experience for students and starts at just $40 an hour. Their satisfied scholars have earned over $100,000 in scholarship money. That's fantastic. Wow. To top schools. They'll give you the prep that you need to succeed. Hey, there's a chance that you're going to get your money back in this scenario. Maybe your kid gets a scholarship. Mm-hmm. Maybe they go get a job and buy you a condo. I don't know what's going to happen.
That sounds nice.
And guys, of course there's an offer. Because here's the thing. If you're like me, you're like, first off, do I even need to take the SATs? Because that's how I went through high school. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? Or, you know, you don't know what the name. You go to goldstandardtestprep.com. Goldstandardtestprep.com. And you use promo code Backseat, all one word, Backseat, and you get 1 free hour of tutoring.
That's great.
And you know what? You know what I hate is when they make you enter in the credit card, like a cancel. Yeah. They don't make you.
What?
They're not even making you put that credit card in. No subscription right there. So guys, this is a fantastic thing. Like I said, rates usually start at $40 an hour. You get your first hour for free, free hour of tutoring. Just go to goldstandardtestprep.com and use promo code Backseat. Guys, it's the students, like I said, over $100,000 in scholarship money, average 200 point SAT increase and 5 point ACT increase just by doing this.
Wow.
Go do it, guys. Mm-hmm. Do it for the children. goldstandardtestprep.com, promo code Backseat. Another compromise, you know, road trip is all about compromise. I have convinced you over the years, and this is your best one yet, just to pack less, to pack light,
yeah.
To be willing to, because we knew we were going to have a laundry option in Denver, which is a big deal, which you could make that happen. You could do laundry in the middle of a trip if you wanted to. You could find a laundromat.
Yeah, I actually have done it.
Hotels have it a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah, like, it's expensive though, but
that's true. But you could find a way to do laundry. And I will tell you something, like, Say we didn't have the laundry place in Denver. What is that? 6-5 hours are you at the laundromat to do all of that or something like that?
Maybe three.
Three hours.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
You spend so much more time and effort to pack and to lug all that extra suitcase stuff just to not have to do laundry.
Out at every hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do laundry on the way. Pack less.
Yeah.
Every kid had a bag. And then we had a couple loose things, you know, a swim bag or whatever.
It's gotten a lot easier too now that we don't.
Well, now there's no pack and play. Well, when we used to go, it would pack and play and mattress. Remember, you used to travel.
Oh yeah, I had a mattress for the pack and play. Well, they slept better. It was soft,
comfortable.
But then also sometimes when we're just doing straight comedy, road trips with you, like I would pack like toys or things for the kids to do in the room like while you were gone.
Right.
And now they're older.
Yeah.
You know,
give them those screens, baby.
Yeah, they like screens.
Screens. Beans is then, what Gloria's calling them now. I can't wait to have beans later today.
I've packed a lot of like food in the past too, just for like budget. You know? It's just cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's so nice. It was just not.
it's one of those things that you reflect on them and, you know, you realize how your family travels. And it's important. Like, I talked to a guy at the agency that I used to work with a week ago. And, you know, people are getting fired and people are making changes, baby. And I talked to him and he was saying, about how important it is. So he's like, oh yeah, your kids are going to love that stuff. You know, they're going to remember those road trips. And he's totally right. He's absolutely totally right. In addition to that, you start to realize it's okay not to force your kids to do things they don't want to do. And it's also okay to force them to do things they don't want to do. It's both. You can do both of those things. But you realize how you want to road trip. We are not a big hiking family. We're not a big hiking couple. You and I even said this to your mom when we were out there. Like, well, the irony is you and I would be very good hikers. We like the outdoors, kind of. We're healthy. We run together. We exercise. We do a lot of stuff together that is outdoorsy. Right. You know, and we're fitness centric folks, you know, but we're like, oh gosh, who wants to go hike? You know, like we like to get coffee. It's just our
main
thing.
To like dink around little cities.
Yeah. We're not.
That's our favorite thing to do.
We're not
together.
We are not a national park family.
No.
Not only are we a national park family.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
Great. Kids hate them. Couldn't care less. And you and I are like, cool. Here's the thing. You have lived in some beautiful places.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Japan.
Yep.
The Northwest.
Yes.
I've lived in the Northwest, San Diego. Traveled a lot. Seen a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, things can only get so beautiful. I grew up, every third day, I would see Mount Rainier. Gorgeous. Spectacular.
Right.
Like, we've seen the world over a few times. Maybe not the world, but the country. You've seen more of the world than me. We get to Arches National Park in Moab, Utah. We're staying literally across the street. We have a hotel that is across the street from the entrance of the park. I cannot be more literal than this.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like turn right into the hotel, turn left into the park. And I'm looking up, and Moab is spectacular. One of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. The rocks, the arch, it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, we should just go to the park. It's here. We'll just drive. I'm sure there's a lookout, like we've been to Glacier. Glacier, you drive up, you go to the lookout, you see it. It's amazing. You go out. And there's a little bit of a line, but not too much. And I was like, this is fine. We'll just drive up and take a look. And the kids are like, I don't want to. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, I don't want to do this, you know? And I say, I go, is there a fee? And you looked and it was,
I think it was like $30.
And I turned around. I was literally in the line. We were in the line. We had turned the radio station to the station with the information about the national park. And we turned around. And I have no regrets.
It was 4 p.m. and 109 degrees.
109 degrees. We had the most spectacular hotel pool I've ever seen to ourselves. It was empty. This whole, I'm telling you, like, it was empty. We sat very socially distanced in a hot tub with a nice man from Wisconsin who brought a 12-pack of beer to share. I knew he did as soon as I saw him. I was like, oh, you said it from Wisconsin? I was like, you brought that to share. His kids were in the room. He came down with the intention. John from Wisconsin came down with
very
the intention
nice.
To share that.
Yeah.
So, sit down. This is what I told you. I said, like, okay, let's say that inside that park, at the, you know, at the pinnacle of it all.
We're beating ourselves up for turning around.
At the pinnacle, the most beautiful thing that you can see in there. Let's say it's a 10, okay, of beauty. Where we're at is probably a 7. It's not worth it to me. It's not worth it on like an experience uptick to look at a thing that's beautiful. If it was just me and you, sure. Yeah. I'm into that. We get there. We stay a couple nights. We'll do a little hiking. We'll go dink around. We'll do it.
We'll do a rafting thing.
We'll do an, you're not going to raft.
I've done that before,
we'll
Dustin.
We'll do it in a different life, in a different setting. We'll do an indoor day. We'll do an outdoor day. We'll have a good time. But the kid, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. Plus, you're scared of heights.
I am scared of heights.
We went, that's the
so
thing.
So is Claire.
And so is Claire, because she, whatever you are, she is. We all, like, we, when we were in Kauai 2.5 years ago, we saw the Grand Canyon of Hawaii. It's the Grand Canyon, but green. It is probably, to this day, the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. You couldn't look at it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go get in the car. I'll be ready. I'll be waiting for you.
You were crying. You were in tears.
I mean, I didn't make a scene.
No.
But- I just kept stepping back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my point. When you road trip, do not get in your mind of what a road trip is supposed to be. Make the road trip be what you want it to be, what is best for you. Our family does not, on the earliest, we will be on the road by 8, at the earliest.
That's like a really big commitment for us.
We did that maybe twice on the drive, where I set an alarm for 7, mm-hmm. and I knew... And part of the reason that we could do that, like we could set an alarm at 7 and be on the road by 8, is because we weren't packing very much. Like it wasn't, mm-hmm. they weren't big loads to the car or anything, yeah. you know. And so set an alarm for 7, get up, brush teeth, you know, head on
hit the road.
Hit the road, bring your stuff, grab some coffee. That's another thing where we were just like, we know we don't want to get up early, but we also know we want to have a good coffee. That's like an important thing.
That was, because
I'm not going to get hotel coffee.
Yeah. I've traveled with you and that has changed because that's what you do when you're on the road for comedy.
Yeah.
Like 10, 11, you go find a good coffee place. Yeah. You know, because we used to drink, you know, McDonald's coffee and
oh, I still drink McDonald's coffee when the time comes. Like, but yeah. that's not the time. The time for that first cup of the day, I'm more likely to have a lesser cup later. But mm-hmm. that first cup when you're just driving, you're like, I need this to taste really good.
Right.
Because it's a long day ahead.
You're going to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you stopped doing the numbers, the bullet points.
Oh, I don't remember what the numbers
is. You were doing the compromise.
But there's still, anyway, there's still
the tips.
The tips. Really, it's all about the tips here.
Yeah.
I was
going to say that. I'm going to defend ourselves one more time about not going into Arches National Park.
Because we have a guilty conscience.
And that is that driving through Colorado is like incredible.
Incredible.
You got the river and
favorite drive I've ever done.
Mountains
favorite
all
drive.
Around you, trees I've all around
it,
you.
I've done it twice now from Las Vegas. Really, when you leave Las Vegas... It does not take very long before you start seeing some of the most spectacular things you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. That drive from Vegas to Denver is unbelievable. So
all of Utah, you see all these different rock formations and colors and, you know, variations and stuff. And then Colorado is windy, which is hard for the girls, but it's just gorgeous. It's tunnels. You're going under mountains or through mountains, you know.
Under mountains.
Under them. There's like people whitewater rafting and kayaking. It's like so pretty.
Yes.
And picturesque. So, and then even Glenwood Springs, you know, we took the gondola. We had like the mountain experience.
Right.
So I'm just saying that by the time we got to Arches, we were like, we've seen this.
Yes. What more do you want me to see? I rode a gondola at 8,000 feet and in the middle of the Rockies overlooking a river.
And
pretty good.
Then we got on some theme park rides.
And then I got sick.
And 8,000 feet.
I know. Even on a road trip where I drove the entire time, I was the only one who almost threw up.
Because you got really close.
I got real sick. And then you found a lot of humor out of this. Well, I got progressively sicker because I went... They have a theme park on top of a mountain. Again, had it to yourself. I don't think I came within 15 feet of people, you know, you don't touch anything, hand sanitizer everywhere. You're doing your best. You're supporting local business. Listen, I understand that some people,
everyone has masks.
I understand that some people are offended by this and I get it. Everyone's making different decisions. But we go and it's great. We have a good time. And, again, it's not like, I know people have made fun of Disney World. This was not Disney World. This is like a little theme park on top of a mountain in the middle of the Rockies. It's a different animal altogether.
Yeah.
But we go on a couple spinning, like not even like the normal, because I know I would never get in the teacups because I'm going to fill up that teacup with puke by the end of the ride. But so they're not even like normal spinny ones, but they're spinny enough. And then I realized like, oh, I'm at high elevation and I'm like real disoriented, like kind of looking at these mountains.
Well, the rides you did like flung you off the mountain.
You're hanging off the side of the mountain. And so I've been like, I'm just like disoriented and my equilibrium's starting to get off. And then we go to have like dinner if we've done all these rides and I'm feeling like, okay, maybe I'll be all right. And then maybe we'll just have a Sprite. Maybe we just need to eat. And then we find, again, because we have this place for ourselves. In a normal circumstance, getting a seat in this restaurant is pretty hard. We have the best seat in...
And we're the only ones there.
We have like the best view in Colorado right now. Looking out in the middle of these mountains. So beautiful. Nobody's there. Place to ourselves. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And like probably
we're looking down like the whole mountain in the valley.
Yeah. And the way that you get up to this place is you have to take a gondola. You can't you literally can't drive or walk up to it. You have to park at the bottom.
There's no other way.
There's only way you have is gondola. And the thing with the gondola ride is it takes a while. Mm-hmm. And if it's windy, which it usually is, if it gets too windy, it's the gondola stops and you just have to sit there
and just ride it out.
Because they're saying it's safer for the thing not to move. And about 10 minutes into this dinner, which should be amazing, and I can emotionally and objectively be like, this should be so great right now. This should be like an unbelievable. Well, the kids were so happy. Oh, this whole thing was a surprise. That is another thing I was going to say. Like, have a big surprise on the drive. That's an old youth group thing that I did. Mm-hmm. Like, where we would just have one crazy stop. We did that when we were youth group kids. We just, one day we just stopped at a theme park and we're like, what?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Silverwood. It's amazing. Yeah. And I did that as a youth pastor. Maybe the only good thing I ever did as a youth pastor. And we did this here. It's an amazing treat for the kids, you know? Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the, like 10 minutes into the dinner, I look at you and I if I recall correctly, I said, I'm going to go take the gondola ride down by myself.
Well, I was ordering and you were laying down. you were like, you had your arms spread out. You're laying on your arm on the table. And I was like, we were waiting on our food. Yeah. I was like, babe,
I believe
you don't look good.
I believe my words were, I just have to get off this mountain.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is because I just didn't, I knew it was going to be a long ride down and I just didn't
You were anticipating the gondola ride.
And I didn't want to yak in front of the kids. I didn't want to puke in front of the kids. I didn't want them to be stuck in a gondola ride with my puke.
And that would be disgusting. Plus, one of them might have puked.
Yeah, and I didn't want to set off a chain reaction,
and
dominoes.
And it would smell. Yeah.
So and then they were pairing people up, but I asked the girl if I could ride by myself. And she said yes. And then she gave me some tips.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not an amateur to motion sickness.
I get it.
I just say, I've been there. I feel your pain and you go on your way. So I think that those were a lot of the compromise, the, you know, just kind of knowing we know we're not the like get up at 5 a.m. and hit the road. We're not that. We're not the long days.
We don't do the night drives.
No, we don't. Well, we can't do the night drives because I'm the only one driving, you know, and some people like, mm-hmm. I don't know if we've ever really done that. I'm always like, guys, you know what's nice is just stopping every once in a while.
Some people get up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, if you're going across the country, yeah. Some people like that style, but our kids don't sleep in the car. So that's not an option. Our kids.
Claire did like a little bit.
When she was a baby. Yeah. No, our kids will not sleep in the car. Gloria didn't sleep, period. Gloria went to bed at midnight last night. So I don't. The idea that we're like, just sleep in the car, guy, not an option. No. Not an option.
And then Joel would just talk to us constantly. So, I mean, for his whole entire life.
Right. He's a chatty kid.
He has so many questions. It's amazing.
I know.
How many questions he has.
So many questions. So few answers. So few answers. Are there other things that you think were important to this?
You know how well I do when you put me on the spot. Well, one of my favorite parts was going to the fountains at night in Vegas. That was super fun for me.
When we met up. Mm-hmm. I think that is a nice little addition where just be willing to like do like we had some friends in town and we're like, oh, we'll meet
they
up.
They were getting back from
it's
their
totally
road trip.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so we just did a quick dinner and walked to the Bellagio to watch the fountain show at night.
Yeah.
So, but the kids hadn't seen it at night. So I don't know. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's another great example of on that thing. Cause we were walking and it was like a whole thing. And I was like, we're getting very far away from my car. I don't need to see these lights.
Super late.
And I looked at you and I said, I'm going to go get the car. And so you guys don't have to wait. Come back. Perfect.
Yeah. Because Claire was getting tired already.
What's the key to a good road trip? Compromise. What's the good, what's the key to a good anything? Compromise, everybody. Meet in the middle. So please, I would love to do an episode talking and hearing about your guys' tips for family road trips and road trips in general. So do please shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Com. And guys, we will talk to you next week, next Tuesday, not tomorrow. We're going to talk to you next Tuesday. All okay. right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You're the best.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.